Hi, this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
Okay, this week I'm speaking with Ian Dowdy, Program Director for the Sun Corridor Legacy Program with the Sonoran Institute.
Well, the Sonoran Institute specializes in finding collaborative solutions to a lot of challenges, and one of them, of course, the main one that we're known for is environmental challenges. So we work with communities to help find solutions that work well with them, with their culture, and provide, you know, real pragmatic answers to the problems that they face. We work on a number of things. Around the Tucson region, we're working on the Santa Cruz River, doing restoration using treated effluent to restore the Santa Cruz River in three different areas. Our job is to evaluate the programs that are in place, both with Pima County and also with the city of Nogales, to see how well that effluent is actually restoring the river and bringing back the natural ecology of that stretch. The water is being used to actually put in-stream flow back into the river course so that natural native plants and animals can come back to a region that has been dry over the past several years.
How's that working?
Great. Yeah. I was out a few weeks ago doing an actual fish survey out in the Santa Cruz, wading around and catching fish and identifying them, counting them, and using that data to help us identify kind of how our program's working and ways that it can be improved.
How can somebody in the community get involved and help?
There's a number of ways. We do a lot of community events. One of them's coming up later on in March. It's called the Santa Cruz River Days. That's going on March 27th and 28th. And it's an opportunity for folks in the community to come listen from people, not just the Sonoran Institute, but also a variety of other environmentally based groups that work in the Santa Cruz, and listen to the work that's being done, because there's a lot of work being done around the Santa Cruz, not just at the Sonoran Institute, but from a number of other organizations. So it'll be a really great way for folks to come engage with the project and also learn how they can be more supportive. Some of our efforts do require some help and support from the community. Folks who use Tucson Water can sign up for Conserve to Enhance, which is a way for them to donate funds that water conservation efforts then will fund actual restoration projects for desert washes throughout the Tucson area. So that's a way that everyone can help with an important ecological effort. By signing up for Conserve to Enhance, they can actually help support the restoration of these important riparian areas.
Tell me how folks can get in touch with the Sonoran Institute.
The easiest way to connect with the Sonoran Institute is through our website, which is sonoraninstitute.org. I encourage everyone to go check it out, especially look at things that are going on in the Sun Corridor Legacy Program, which is my program in the area that's relevant to the Tucson region especially.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.